Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening to the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I ask you and welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask. Welcome again. We just lost a little power there. It's interesting. So this is the talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight, and you could ask any other question, any other question except for what just happened. Just kidding. Any question that you want, and the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We are live today, ready to take your calls after the first break. And so I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events. We have the Lightstream Live. That's a mini Lightstream Live where everyone gets read, and you can do this anywhere around the world. You can call up and get a reading and join us. And that is, the next one is December 4th. And then we also have the Gathering. The Gathering is actually, the Gathering is December 4th, Friday, December 4th from 7 to 9 p.m., and this is where people can connect anywhere around the world. And for 2 hours, I'll be going into sharing with you the information that I'm getting, from my guides, from my higher self, I download some information, and then I share it with you, and then we open up for questions and answers, and it's really interesting. We hear from people from all around the world, what's going on with them. It's an open table discussion. Then we end it with an energy alignment. So that's the Gathering. And you do get an MP3 of that session, and it's a two-hour session. It's really interesting. It is the third one. They're very popular. So, again, that's Friday, December 4th. And the beautiful thing about what we do here at Carrie O'Connor LLC, that if you cannot join a class that day, we tape it, and so you can listen to it over and over again, and then we make MP3s of it too, so you can have that available. And if you do have questions that you want me to answer and you know that you're not going to be available that day, I will read them. All you have to do is email them to us previously, and I will get to those and answer those. So if you're not available that day, December 4th, and you want to take the class, email, and we'll get this all set up. I also have a free teleclass, and that is November 24th from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's how to weather the energy storms. And we are getting bombarded by a lot of energy, a lot of fear energy right now, and as the veil gets thinner, so we become more sensitive to people, environments, and situations around us. And so I'm going to remind you of tips and tools and how to help you weather these energy storms that we're having. Registration is required. Space is limited, so you can email union1111@yahoo.com or call 860-887-1201. And that class is a free teleclass. You get the number when you register, and if you, again, can't listen that time, that day, you can re-listen to it at other times. And so be the, one of the first callers, and you could have that number, and it's no problem. Otherwise, we put the number up on the internet. And speaking of the internet, you can there's right now we have the free teleclass of the global connection that we did on 11/11, and that's when we all gathered, and we had Kristen McIntyre, a wonderful sound healer, do some healing for the 11/11 gateways, and that is available. The number is on the internet, and it's wonderful. You can listen to that and really tune into that energy, and it doesn't matter that it already passed. Again, you can really get tuned into the energies no matter where we are, because only here in the 3D do we have the time, the past, present, future. So whenever you step out of that, we're multidimensional beings. We're angels having a human experience here. So you get right into the energy and get the group energy. And we just finished up the psychic spirit development classes. And all four of those classes are now available for MP3. The first class was psychic development. The second class was the secrets from the wisdom. The third class was about past lives, multidimensional lives. And the fourth is you as an energy being. And again, it is available now by MP3s. That was, again, very, very successful. A lot of people loved it. I am going to start another series like it because it was so well received. We had people from all around the area and all around the world, again, listening. And again, people love that they can, if they can't come physically, they can do it on the comfort of their own home and re-listen to it. And so that is available by MP3 now. And we have a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to start a class, Back to Basics. That's going to be on Thursday in the middle of December. And I'm going to be going over the several spiritual laws. And with those laws, we're going to, bring it down to basics. Because what I've noticed is that a lot of people are asking more for tools and more for tips and tools. And I do give free energy exercises. So all you have to do is email or go to my website and click on how to get the free newsletter, and you will ask Wendy for the free energy exercises. And what I've noticed big time is people are starting to become much more aware of applying them every day and wanting to get more proactive about doing them every day. And we've been talking about this. I have several radio shows all over the country, and I talk about energy and energy maintenance all the time. And what, again, people with a lot of, there's a lot of fear going out right now. There's a lot of people talking about the economy. It's 12/11. And so, 2012, a lot of stuff is going on right now. We're cleansing, we're rewiring, we're realigning our energy. And so a lot of people are looking for information. And so, how important it is to get out of the fear. And remember, with every thought, word, and deed, we are recreating, co-creating our reality. So we can keep on recreating our patterns that leave us separated, make us feel that we're separated from the veil. And when we're separated, we're getting more in that collective chaos energy. Or we could claim our own energetic autonomy, our own energy circle. And when we do that, it allows us to not get whipped up into anybody else's energy balls, energy fear. So the more you practice, it is a practice and it is a process. And so a lot of times we hear, especially in the States, we are kind of a fast food society. We want something instant. And I've noticed people that have followed me during the radio stations for years, and they've also had many, many readings, and they are now asking when I tell them about cords coming out of their energy field or their chakra being flat or whatever, they're saying, well, what can I do about it? And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about energy maintenance. What you can do is get into a really good habit. It's just like going to the gym, or even think of it easier. It's just like when you brush your teeth and take a shower, you're cleansing your physical body. Think of your physical body as made up of condensed energy. So when I'm talking about the energy body, I'm talking about your physical body, because we know that stress and causes dis-ease. And so think of that there's energy around you that and it actually goes through your physical body. And again, the more we restrict it, the more we are cause static around it, the more we get dis-ease, we get stressed, we get into the fear. So there's absolute tricks, tools, tips that you could do to have yourself live a more empowered life, to be open to the universal energies. And that energy, the universal energy, is clean. It's open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's the energy that comes from source, God, creator, whatever you want to call it. That source doesn't come with an agenda. It doesn't come with other people's agendas or their crap with it, to be honest. It's like being able to train yourself to either eat clean food or take in clean food and digest it, or eat chaos in other people's leftover energy. So we want to rewire ourselves and really connect our energy to hook up with that universal force. It's all around us. It goes through us. It's who we are. We are the angels having the human experience. And think of that veil that we've heard around for veils, the veil, for years, the veil that separates us from seeing our angels and guides, the veil that separates us from seeing the masters. Think of that veil. It is getting, again, thinner and thinner, and as it is, we are starting to wake up more to our divinity, and as we wake up more to our divinity, our life becomes much more empowered, and we could have a lot much more flow in our life. But a lot of times, what you go through is an initiation where you could go through a period of really starting to have where things come up that are still part of that separation thing. Some part of your fears can come up, and so that's part of the process, and so that's where when you apply the tools that we have, it will help you get through this process so much easier. And again, it's just like when you don't have an energy process or practice, it's like not taking a shower or brushing your teeth for years and years and years. You get a lot of plaque and you let it get a lot of gook on you. And as soon as you start integrating it, and that's the practice part, it's just like, again, when you're exercising a muscle, you keep on exercising, you have to go to the gym and you rotate and you go on, you know, you do abs first, so you do aerobics and you do weight training. And then you could do the bike, and then it's the cardio. It all runs together. It all weaves together. We're all connected. And so the more we're able to have our own energetic economy, really listen to our own unique signature and be able to radiate that out from the inside out, the more we'll recognize we have flow in our life, the more our families, our relationships, our job just become much more clearer, much more flow in our life. And then we radiate that out, and then we're helping everybody else. Then we send out those signals to the universe and help everybody on a whole. So those are things that we have. We're here to do to help you, and we're going to go to our first break, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Gods yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won. by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're opening up the phone lines. I do want to say one special I forgot to say earlier. We are offering for the KKNW people only to offer half off on all readings, all 15-minute readings, half-hour readings, say that you heard it on KKNW, and now to January, we are offering half off. So again, remember, call the office or email union1111@yahoo.com, say that you listened to KKNW, and you will get half off of your readings, and you don't have to have them before January. You just have to let us know that you want a reading, so that would be great. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We will, and perfect opportunity for stocking stuffers.
That's right.
You know, just slip a little gift certificate in there saying compliments
yeah, right.
of Carrie O'Connor.
People,
yeah,
everything.
Mm-hmm. And away you go. So let's see if we can help out Margaret. She's calling in from Seattle. You were speaking earlier, Carrie, on information about how we can be more conscious of energy around us. And Margaret's looking for that as well. So let's see if we can help her out. Margaret, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate you, Carrie, for being here.
Thank you.
I listen to you quite frequently or as often as I can. But anyway, I would like to specifically know how I can connect with the universal energies and kind of, you know, to shed that veil and to get
okay.
through.
All right. The first thing, did you ever sign up for the free newsletter? I mean, free the energy exercises that I hand out?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did you ever email for the free energy exercises that
no,
I give out?
No, but I will.
Okay, good, because that's everyone can do that. Union1111@yahoo.com, and you receive 7 of them. And then the biggest deal with those is to get into practice with those. And I tell people, put Post-its where you brush your teeth, on your refrigerator, in your car. Because the biggest thing, Margaret, and this is for everybody, is that practice can be the hardest thing to get into getting practice into doing it. So the biggest thing when I'm looking at your energy in particular is making sure you work with, especially now till March, the color is gold and blue, because I see those colors coming in on your right side, and that's where I read the coming inside. So think of the gold helps us with our male energy and the energy, and it helps us fine-tune the messages that we give out to the universe. And so even doing something as simple as put yourself in a gold ball, visualize that gold energy going in from your skeletal system being gold, visualize your whole blood being like liquid gold, pushing that energy through your skin and visualizing it going to the 1 foot around you, 2 foot, 3 feet around you, top and bottom of your head, 360 degrees, and then also work with the blue energy. And that's like a cobalt blue. That's going to really strengthen your right and left side. That's the giving and receiving side. And even then start asking yourself, or you could do a double layer, gold in the middle and then blue on the outside. Start getting creative and then trusting yourself, asking your body, do I need gold or blue today? And then your body, all of a sudden, as soon as your head pop, you ask yourself that question and you get a color in your head, don't second guess it, just use it, work with that color, because those colors have a vibration, they have a frequency, and again, our energy bodies go beyond our physical bodies, and when you put a circle of light around you, going to the 3 to 4 feet around you, you're consolidating your energy, you're kind of pulling in, not collapsing it, but you're pulling in and you're tightening in, especially right now when for years and years, for the last 20 years, I've always talked about going to 12 feet on either side of us. And now, since this year in particular, I'm talking to people about pulling ourselves into the 3 to 4 feet around us or 2 to 4 feet around us, 360 degrees. And that's not about, again, collapsing energy. It's about condensing and qualifying it, because we're going through a lot of clearing out process, and so a lot of people, again, are starting to feel that fear part. So with you in particular, working for that gold and purple is going to, I mean, gold and blue is going to be really significant with you, and working with those other exercises that have a lot more detail, but because you're really clearing out a lot of the third chakra right now. And the third chakra, sense of self, self-esteem, through the subconscious, and it's also when we feel, because you're very empathic, Margaret, when like think of the Pillsbury Doughboy, and think of it like a fist of life punching you and taking like the wind off of you. And people that are very empathic, it's like they bend forward, and it looks like I see a fist in the bill. Pillsbury Doughboy, when they did the little finger, when I see a fist mark, it's somebody that can feel. That's like your spot of getting the wind knocked out of you. So when you work with those colors, it gives you stability. It allows you to energetically do what I call stand up like the energy of a master. And, again, it will help. Think of spinning off other people's toxic energies. It'll really help you right now, okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yep. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much, Margaret, for calling in. And let's head off to Issaquah. We have Renee standing by. She apparently has some reoccurring nightmares. Hope it's not after the Friday the 13th we had. It's quite possible. Renee, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Renee?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. The nightmare that I have, and I think it's been going on for quite some time, and I just kind of go in phases of having it, is my legs start floating up. And the rest of my body wants to follow, and as that's happening, and some evil force is trying to enter my soul, and it's trying to rid me of my body and have it float up, and so I try to, I know that I need to either scream, wake myself up, move, do something to wake up so that it can't enter me.
Okay. All right. The first thing I'm seeing, Renee, do you have any routine before you go to bed as far as like asking Archangel Michael and the Band of Mercy to come in and around you?
I pray and I do visualizations, but I don't know that much about
I call for Archangel Michael in particular because Michael is known as the Archangel of Protection, right?
Okay.
And so I'd absolutely ask him, get into the routine of having him around, and not only come around you in particular, but also have him come around your room and also around your whole house. Because when you started talking, I saw part of it has to do with like a past life overlay, and also I'm seeing you very sensitive as a child, and I'm seeing you looking at a grandfather or a great-grandfather that was either thought he was possessed by the devil, or you saw him them trying to do all these, like having him get depossessed. And so, and you were at the foot of the bed, and I don't know why they felt that you had, actually I do see why, it was over in England, you had red hair, and you're sitting there, and you were 3 to 4 years old, and you had a deep connection, or you could see the energies around him, and the angels around him, and he had a strong connection around you, so they wanted you to be in and around the room to witness that, to help him stay grounded. So think of that's what I call a past life bleed over. So that would be have been very terrifying, not recognizing your age, and just it was just the times is what they did. It was in the late 1800s. And so when it's a bleed over, it's still very much in your energy field. It causes a lot of cellular post-traumatic stress. But doing things here in the now, and I'd also work on forgiveness as far as forgiving that event, forgiving in any direction of space of time where there's been anything negative or traumatic in the sense of having the sense of being invaded. And also, again, Archangel Michael is really great as far as asking for forgiveness. And I also just saw a triangle around you. So even if you take candles and where you sleep and make a triangle, I do this myself, and especially since this year, September of this year, and you don't have to necessarily light the candles if you don't feel comfortable sleeping with candles on the night, but just having, like if you have a nightstand, or I even get like this a plastic little table and have where my bed is, I have a triangle where I sleep with on the head of my bed. I have two candles, and then the foot of my bed is one candle. So if I go over my bed, if you go over your bed, it's surrounded by a triangle. That triangle is the Holy Trinity. That Trinity is a sense of, I could go on and on, but just think of it. It really brings in a lot of protection. So part of this is clearing out cellular post-traumatic stress. Part of this is having a cellular release that goes really, really deep. And I could go beyond and beyond. I could go on and on because I'm even seeing Jesus on a cross. So you're doing a lot of past life clearing and bleed through work as far as bleed through, think of it as coming up to get healed. And so those recurring nightmares we could have since we're really little, and a lot of times their answers are right in your energy field. And also, I just keep on seeing this band over the top of your head, and so it looks like almost like when people have headsets for those for braces and that kind of deal, or like retainers or headsets where they have to wear. My sister had to wear like a headset at night. I didn't have braces, but she did, and I'm seeing this like metal band over your head, and so. Think of energetically the reoccurring nightmares. It has like an energetic band over your head in particular. It's like 2 inches above your ears. And so before you go to bed, making sure you do infinity eighths over your third eye and making seeing the energy of sideways eighths rocking from ear to ear on either side and then going from the front of your, think of your third eye to the back of your head. What you're doing is aligning the energies, literally creating energetic pathways that are making the energy band go away. That band definitely looks metallic, and it goes right back to the root chakra. And even when I'm looking into it, it's making my head feel really tight right now. And so right now I'm asking Archangel Michael to come in and to remove it, because your body's clearly showing me that you want it gone. And so you're working with, and actually he just took it away. So making sure you have, do a lot of infinity eights, because that band is like, think of something that, like a promise you made, I'll never ever forget this because I don't want this to happen to me as a little girl. And it's like it created a band of memory in your cellular, in your energy field. And so that's what's coming up to get released right now. So again, Archangel Michael is the one of protection. And not that the other angels can't protect, but he in particular, think of it's his job to be the protector. The band of mercy is the people he brings in with you. The triangle is, again, a sacred symbol that goes on and on and on for, I could go, it's just the trinity of protection. And so sleeping in the middle of the triangle would be very good for you, especially from now over the next 3 weeks into January. It'd be wonderful. And again, before you go to bed, working on forgiveness in any direction, space, or time that has to do with anything that feels like a violation, in that you are aligning with the light, that your higher essence, your higher self is what you're merging with, and that's what where you're commanding your energy, and that's where you're like commanding your energy, and your angels and guides are supporting you. That'll really be able to help clear a lot of cellular post-traumatic stress, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to another break. We'll be back to those phone lines. You're listening to the Kara Connor Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunt to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're here with you for another half hour. Our lines are open, and their number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, I'm going to give that number out, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, we'd love to do that. We have Christina waiting, and she's calling in from Renton, and she was wondering where her career path is headed. So let's help her out. Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I spoke with you, probably 8-10 months ago or so, and was looking at trying to purchase a business, have my own business, and you gave me some good advice about dealing with the owner while I was going through negotiations. And though it didn't really work out, because I think mostly the economy sort of got in our way, I've gone into an alternate path, and I wanted to see what you think about that success.
Okay. All right. You know what's interesting, Kristen, is because I see that that the alternative path is good, but I'm also seeing the your own business. Your grandmother's putting it off to the left side, but she's not putting it off in the shelf and, like, putting it away. It's like what you're stepping into and where you're going for the next 4 months, especially from now to April, is very significant. She showed me April 2010. And then all of a sudden I see you bringing out the tools that you had for your own business and be able to actually, it's interesting. I see you even handing out your own business card. So sometimes we do stepping stone or bridging stones, or I call it the stepping stone job. So it's like some place that we go to be able to bring us to another place. And so I see that there's, especially within the next 4 years, that there's a road that has you weave back. It's almost looking like an infinity eight. So whenever the eights cross over, think of it as like the DNA strands. When the DNA strands cross over, it's like you're right at the X marks the spot. It seems like you're right in the line with what you want to do as far as your own, creating your own business. And so you keep on taking these, you're weaving in like a further further group of people, and you keep on weaving in. But the most important thing is the X marks the spot is where I see it right aligned to your, right in your spine, which is a really good symbol. Think of that means it's going right toward your core essence, right to who you are and who you're going to become. And so it's a good move. It's a smooth move. And again, from now till April in particular, it's having you bridge, make connections, and it's going to have you, I keep on seeing you go back to your other business, weaving in it somehow, and so be able to incorporate it in, or be able to, I see you literally hand out business, like brochures and business cards that are connected to you, different than the business that you're doing it now. So I don't know if it's a side job, if you incorporate it more, or it's something that you do, again, on the side. But it's, I see a big smile on your face, and that's what I look at. And then I keep on, again, look over the next 4 months into the next 4 years that you're able to weave back, incorporate what you're going to do, and or take in what the viewer doing for a business and bring it over the ideas into what you're doing now. But the biggest thing is the smile on the face, incorporating all. Then when I see these symbols of somebody getting like the radio signals in tuned to what's going on with the economy, because the economy has taken a turn to for a lot of people, and so we got to ride this out. So it's going to be some twists and turns that are as we're still riding it out. And so there's I see you on a lifeboat that is very well protected. You have it, it's all like rubberized, and so whatever the bumpy ride, you have a protection, a bumper around you, which is good. And so you're well supported. You're able to ride things out. And also, I see you going back to the dream, and then I'm hearing the song "Don't Give Up on It, Baby," or "Don't Give Up," the David Soul song, "Don't Give Up on Me, Baby." And whenever I hear songs with those kind of messages, they're even saying it's going back to the business that I'm seeing you going back to it in somehow. So it's like, again, taking the experience that you got, taking the knowledge that you had, integrating it, bringing it in to what you're doing now. And so it's a good move. It's a good thing for you.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, you have that protection around you too, which is good. That's an interesting. It's like those life crafts they have out for like the Coast Guard. So there's some sort of thing of helping people that can be really feeling like they're stranded right now. And so like it's when we give our energy, when we give our time, when we give our heart energy for another person. So it's like you're getting good deeds, good karma coming back to you for helping those that could be really feeling in the water right now or strung out. And so it's like using your own experience and helping them come aboard, go on the boat. And again, the benefits is that you're given of your heart with no agenda, and you end up having making bridges and connections that are going to help you not only now but down the road. Okay?
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day there. All righty.
And that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. Phone lines are wide open, 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie from the Carrie O'Connor Show will help you out.
That's right. That's right indeed. And so speaking of helping out, we do have a lot of, again, I love the class that a lot of people were asking me about, going down to basics. Or just like the first caller that we had where she says she listened to a lot of shows, heard a lot of my previous shows before, and what she recognized is that I always talk about energy exercises and energy routines, tips, and tools. And so people, what I've noticed, especially since this month, that people are really it's like they're connecting the dots, saying, wait a minute, I want to refine something, I want to take the tips and tools, and I want to make a, it's almost like when you go to a gym and you go to a person that really takes a look at you and say, this would be really good for you. And that's what my readings are like. And so I look at the person's energy field and I see what their colors are, and their colors and their patterns tell a lot about you. It's like it tells me everything, all this information is in your energy field. And so when I'm looking at you, I'm seeing what resonates with you. And so when you get a private reading, I go a little bit deeper. These are just short snippets of the readings, and so that I do in a private one. Again, it's like going and getting a whole survey as far as what serves you, as far as how to direct your energy, what themes could come in, why do you have blocks as far as relationships, jobs, career, money. And those blocks can be so old, they could have even like what we talked about before, a past life component. But the beautiful thing about a reading, too, is when it's also a healing, too. It's a two-for-one, because whenever we put our attention and intention into it to bring it up to the surface, we're literally changing the pattern, too. So I like to remind people that it's not only a reading, but it's a healing, too. So you could really have a great opportunity now to check it out. And again, 15-minute readings, half-hour readings, half off now to January. And we are having people, a lot of people are just going crazy with it as far as having one for themselves, but also and another one for themselves down the road, but having it as stocking stuffers or gifts for people that they love. And so, again, all you have to do is remember to say that you heard that special on KKNW, because this is the only station that I'm doing this on. So you want to make sure you mention that. Half off, 15-minute readings, half-hour readings. And, again, not only do you get the reading, you get the packet of information. I tape it for you, and I also make notes and suggestions as far as what you can do to further empower yourself. And so it's well worth that 15 minutes or half-hour. I've heard people change their lives, absolutely change their lives, and I have really, not to toot my own horn, but I give a lot of information out. And what I want to emphasize is that I'm reading your energy field. And so a lot of people, they are amazed that they're saying, oh, my God, I was just thinking about this morning, or, oh, my God, that's exactly what I was feeling, or that kind of thing. And they're kind of amazed at the phenomena. But what I want to remind people is what I'm reading is where you are directing your energy. So, yeah, it might be kind of cool that I could see it in your energy field, but I want to throw it back to you. Happens to be my job here, and my job is to help be able to see those the patterns of where you're putting most of your energy or a lot of the energy in the blocks in particular, so it can you can live a more empowered life. That's what my gig here is to help people live empowered lives, to help them see where they could have blocks and why they have blocks. And as soon as you know that, and then you have the information to turn things around, and it doesn't have to be long, it doesn't have to be hard. That's where the tips and tools come in. So we're on this real rebirthing period, rewiring time, and really redefining who you are. And that old saying that all the answers are truly within is truly the truth, and you do contain all those answers within you. So you could check it out on the reading special. And again, we're doing that to the end of the year, so make sure you hop on that. We're going to the last break of the day, and we are opening up the phone lines, and I'll give that number back right after this short break.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're here with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right, will do. And let's bring on Cheryl. She's calling in from Des Moines, Washington, and she's in a career change. She needs to do it, or she wants to do it. She needs to know when and what to do. I'd be kind of in limbo as well. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Cheryl?
Well, I'm feeling the need to move on and to do something different, something happier and a little more fulfilling. I don't know which direction to go at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm looking at your energy field, you're entering into a lot of green. You have a lot of yellow in your energy field, and you're entering like a green-blue period. So when people do that, that's like a – think of green as the – healing, teaching, even can be going into the business or any kind of healing teaching. Doesn't have to be necessarily teaching. You could go work at a Walmart and be a business person and be one of somebody who trains people. So when people hear about teaching stuff, I never want them to go think that they have to go teach at a school, because that's not necessarily it. It's where we could teach. We could teach anywhere. We could teach at banks. We could teach at businesses. But the interesting thing is the blue period. So when I see colors, actually, when I tap into your energy, I get really this over my neck. And so that's where, think of that represents you're really choked up. So I'm sure you're feeling like you've got to get out of there. And especially when I looking into the energy where you're putting the business already on besides you. It's like already on the side of you. It's already like, and it's all yellow and it feels like it's fire there. So you're already getting burnt out, overextended, fried, all those things. And think of that. Even the grandmother bringing in the green is like, think of that as healing, blue, cools, fire. And so part of this, Cheryl, you're listening to your own higher self. Also, I'm seeing the last 5 days, last 5 weeks, to the grandma's giving you the number 555 everywhere. May in particular can even feel like May Day, like something's got to give here, something's got to shift. And so you're listening to the higher self, and as far as where to go, going into those green, blue colors, it's like going at trusting your, as far as your own intuition and your heart's desires, as far as what you, how you want to pass this out, as far as the, I see you handing out your heart. It's like little heart. So think of that you've gave your heart away as far as your heart, body, and soul into your past career, and now it's time for you to fill in with your heart, meaning your passion, what your desire is. And also, turn down any buttons of any mind chatter that it's too late, you can never do this. And I just saw the image of Dr. Pat, who has the show on all the, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on the same time period, and she worked for a business for 30-something years, and then she totally got into the radio and career business, and she has a very thriving career after 30 years in a business that was all totally into a business move, and then got into this. And so there's something, I don't know if there's literally a Patrick connection, a Dr. Pat connection, but I just saw her image go through my head. So, and part of it is even the story of her working for in some place and really even getting burnt out. And she was even, if she, I'm sure she shares the story that she was getting, feeling burnt out, feeling that she had to go, and then kind of was wait till she got back in the corner. Then she really had to go. And all of a sudden, because she lost her job, they said, your job is over. And so then she had the whole thing of betrayal. But I'm looking backwards, and she was getting those signs from her higher self, from her guides and angels a good 5 years before. There's something very similar here with you. So the biggest thing is being able to ride those fives, which means change, which means cellular change, especially when I'm looking at the right side of your energy field, which is from your dad's side. And there's a deep-seated thing that change can be scary, and change we have to react, pull back from. And so this is where we want to embrace change. Seasons change, days change tonight. Change is part of life. And so when we have that attitude, it opens up the left side of your body, your left side of your heart, and that's, again, going back to filling back what you love to do. Going back to also, because I see, because people are seeing them showing me like the dream, the impossible dream, like the cookie, Mrs. Fields cookies, loved to make cookies, and it was chocolate chip cookies. If she listened to Mind Chatter, everyone likes chocolate chip cookies, but who, what makes yours so special or whatever? She just did what she loved to do and didn't listen to any mind chatter. So it's really going in. And I also see that you already know, what do you love to do? What do you want to do?
Well, I had somebody suggest hypnotherapy to me, and
there
I don't know if I love to do that or not. But
well, you know what? I'm just going to jump in here because I know we're going to be running out of time. The green blues is any kind of that hypnotherapy would be something like that, or the green blue colors, I should say, that would be it. But as far as if I see your heart totally open, that's what I'm saying. Take this over the next 5 days, Cheryl. Next 5 hours, go back and review those things that you've heard either through other people, and they would talk about their job or whatever, and you say, "Wow, that sounds really cool. That sounds really great. That sounds interesting." Remember, give yourself 5 hours, 5 days to go back to even think when you were younger what you loved to do, in particular when you were 5 to 7 years old, because your grandmother keeps on pointing out to that age in particular. And a lot of times when we look back at those periods when we said, when we grew up, I'm going to do this. And so that's when we didn't have any limits and limit any kind of time. When you're entering in that green-blue period, and especially, again, receiving your heart back, it means redefining your passion. But also the biggest thing, Cheryl, is that a grandfather showed me, and a father figure, as far as turning down this button that has to do with it's too late or it's too far or it's out of my reach, it seems like it's unattainable, or how can I get into it? There's too many people in that field or that kind of deal. So it's like being able to, everyone has their own style. Everyone has their own kind of, people are drawn to different people for whatever reason. Some people like, everyone has their own style. So right now, take this time to fine tune. And again, the blues are any, the blue greens are any kind of, even life coaching, any kind of, you're taking your past experience at fine tune, add in your flavor with it. And I don't know why I keep on seeing cooking stuff as far as like chocolate chip cookies, baking things. And it doesn't necessarily mean having to do baking stuff, but I'm seeing a lot of baking analogies. And so it's like I smell baked goods. And so it's like your own home cooked thing. So everyone adds their own ingredients. And so what else were you going to say besides hypnotherapy?
Well, that was the main thing that had come up. Somebody said that maybe I would be good at doing something on my own where I was doing some healing.
Yep.
And
yep. Well, that's where I would really encourage you to get your goodie bag out, and especially over the next 5 days, 5 weeks. The 5 weeks in particular, and I'm not seeing 5 months from now. I'm seeing just taking, seeing what's out there. And again, what I'm looking at is that it's like, again, right underneath your nose as far as hypnotherapy. I'm not seeing your heart totally open up with it. Or if it would be, it'd be more like not having you take the people all over. It's like I see you skimming or over hypnotherapy. So that could even be visualization, bringing the people into a different part. So it might be, or a different kind of training of hypnotherapy, something that seems like it's not deep hypnotherapy or it's not as long. So again, there could be some other technique that they're finding that they don't have to take people deep into hypnotherapy. There could be some visualization where people are starting to see something. So that's what I could be picking up on, something along those lines, but it's something that is not as deep. But take the time as far as the green-blue period is that of the healing arts, doing something of your own. But again, you add your own ingredients to it. That's the most important thing. And it is a good time for it because that's exactly what your colors are showing. And so again, look back to doing what you love, loving what you do, as far as what do you love to do, as far as what makes your heart sing, what makes your heart joy, what gives you joy, what listen to, think of where you've even watched people on TV and say, watch them do something and say, God, I'd love to do something like that. And so pay attention to that something like that, because this is where you'd put your own thumbprint on it. You put your own ingredients into it. And again, I see the biggest thing is not doubting yourself that there's not too many people out there or that it's out of your reach. That's the biggest saboteur thing that I see that you could be going through right now. But this is the perfect period. You're entering the colors. When somebody's entering that colors, that means literally the vibration in the universe is saying we're here to support you. So we're going to help you remove blocks. So pay attention to synchronistic things, synchronistic stories, synchronistic messages you get from the universe as far as over the next 5 days, the next 5 weeks. It's going to help you fine-tune. The biggest block I'm seeing on the right side of the heart is, again, the thing of thinking that it's too late or that I don't know what I want to do. When I hear people say that, I see the most underlying thing is that they're afraid to say what they want to do because they think it's, again, it's too late, that they're not good at it enough, or that they don't have their own ingredients with it, or that they think that there's too many people out there. A lot of people want to get into the healing arts, but they think, well, there's a lot of Reiki people out there, there's a lot of connective deep people there. and they don't understand that. Everyone has their own style, their ownness, and what I see you doing is adding your own, again, goodie bag with it, having your own, what looks to me is like a life coach kind of deal, and that's even where I could see the image of Dr. Pat around, where she does life coaching and she does all these different things as far as street smart stuff, as far as common sense therapy and that kind of deal. So just really take this period right now and consider it your squirrel period, where you're gathering the nuts that makes your heart happy. Don't listen to the mind chatter as far as like even other people. Just like really pay attention to what resonates with you. Review what you've wanted to do in the past. And again, it's not going to be some deep dark secret. You're in a refining period right now. And the blues and greens support it, meaning you're going back to now it's time to fill your heart. Now it's time to take give back to yourself. And again, I do see you bridging it over to your own energy field. That's the yellow. Yellow people would be very good in their own businesses and be able to bridge it out to the healing arts. So that would be perfect timing for that. And even as far as universally, and that's where I see the blue coming in. The blue energy is all about the divine feminine, and that's what we're coming in with the energies now to help us get back into balance with nature and the universe right now. And that's the blue energy. So you definitely have your place in there. So just, again, give yourself over the next 5 days, five weeks max. You'll fine-tune exactly what you want to do, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show. I'll be back next week, and may you align with the divine.